All right, in theory, this is going to be a short one. Standing out here in the parking lot outside the gym. Do you even lift, bro? Went to the gym for the first time in weeks. Did a little lifting. Felt good. All right, so here's the deal. Last night, Cappy and I were sitting out on the porch. Looking at the lake, talking about philosophical things. And we're talking about the girls and all that. So long story short, because I just need to get where I'm going with this. You know, so I mentioned that I'm happy that I'm going to live long enough to see the Zoomer girls, the ones that are 20 years old right now today. I'm going to live long enough to see the Zoomer girls hit 40 and what a show it's going to be. And so condensing the conversation, Cappy wanted to know, why do I have it in so much for the Zoomer girls as opposed to the girls of our generation? Because I think, I'm not speculating here on other people's feelings and shit. Here's the answer to this question. First of all, I don't have it in for girls. As I have mentioned multiple times, I do not hate women. I'm just not going to put up with their shit. I'm also just not going to blind myself to the reality of what they are, okay? I like cats, but if your cat shits on the floor, then your cat shit on the floor. You don't pretend the cat didn't shit on the floor, regardless of how much you like cats. I don't have it in for any... So speaking of cats, there's a cat. Speaking of women, there's a stupid woman. She's got a man jaw. Anyway... I got distracted by cats and man-jawed women. This is why none of my podcasts are short. Squirrel! All right. I don't have it in for them. Here's the deal. Here's why the crashing and burning of the Zoomer women is of such fascination to me. No other group of humans in the history of the human species has been lied to with the magnitude, at the magnitude that Zoomer girls have been lied to. None. I mean none. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. Kings and queens of ancient Europe, the emperors of Japan and China, those people were not lied to as much as Zoomer girls. Never did anyone go to the emperor of China when he was 12 years old and say to him, "You're going to have a career. And you're going to have a nice house, and you're going to go on vacations to exotic locations every year, and you're going to travel, and you're going to have men throwing themselves at you, and you're going to drive a nice car, and everyone is going to be nice to you, and you're going to get everything you want." No group of humans in the history of the human species, in our entire fucking existence, has ever been lied to as much and promised as much as Zoomer girls. And when they hit 40, it is going to be a spectacle. Because again, in the conversation, Cappy says, "Well, you think they're going to realize?" No. Here's the analogy, right? You do these experiments. You put a dog in the cage and you electrify, you know, part of the floor of the cage, and so the dog stops walking there. But the dog doesn't realize that he could just jump over the electric part, right? Or you put a cow. You put the cows in the field and you electrify the fence, and the cows walk into the fence and it shocks them, and then after a while you could turn the electricity off and the cows won't walk because they don't realize what's going on, right? That's the Zoomer women. when they're 40. No, they're not going to figure it out. They're not going to understand. But just like that dog in that cage, they're going to be sitting there whimpering in pain. They're going to have no fucking clue why they're unhappy. None. But they're going to be so fucking miserable and unhappy. They are going to, and Adam Piggott wrote about this just recently, he wrote a post about how he dated an American woman and she was on all this medication. The pharmaceutical corporations are going to make a fortune. Because when these Zoomer women, when they are 40 years old, they are going to be on so much medication. Because there's no way they're going to make it through life. They are going to be constantly medicated. And it is going to be the biggest shit show in the history of the human species. Watching these Zoomer women crashing and burning as they medicate their lives away and have absolutely no idea at all why they are so fucking miserable. And that is the fucking spectacle that I want to sit back and watch.